Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
I'll be back on tomorrow morning bright and early, 8 a.m. on the T. And then the Anita Marks Show. We've got a lot of guests lined up for you tomorrow. Rich Cimini, as well as Jordan Renan, to recap what the Giants and Jets did in the draft. Good friend of mine and scout, Mike Gideon, is going to join us. Moak Hamilton as well. So it's going to be a fun show tomorrow on that Friday. Want to remind you, easily the most anticipating sporting event of the year, and that is the Pickleball Showdown between Rick DiPietro, Dave Rothenberg, and of course me and Imani Toomer. That's Sunday, May 5th, Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. Pre-game coverage kicks off on ESPN New York at 9 a.m. with a live broadcast hosted by me. That's right. And then shortly after the show, the paddles come out for the Pickleball Showdown for the ages. Be there on May 5th to witness the showcase event at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. It's going to be a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. And then I've entered the tournament with a good friend of mine, Tony. And so we're going to be playing in the mixed doubles. I think that's it. So I'm on air till noon. I think our match starts around 12:30. And then at 2 o'clock, I want to say the mixed doubles begins. And then when we're done, we're going to find a fun Mexican restaurant to go celebrate Imani and my victory and celebrate Cinco de Mayo. So let me ask you guys this. How confident, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that Imani and I are going to win? 10 being the most confident.
About 7.5. Maybe okay. A 7.
I'm more 50-50. I need to see Rick's. Rick's the wild card for me. Because I think his athletic prowess, not to put Imani to shame, but what Rick is able to do in that type of positioning, based on his former profession, I think I'm more at 50-50, maybe 55-50.
But but here's the thing. You've never played pickleball before, right? Joe?
No.
Yeah. So listen, hands down, Rick is the most athletic guy on the court. Guy, gal on the court. There's no denying that. And I have a feeling that Rick is going to be competitive and good. It's just there are so many intricacies to the pickleball game that I think, like, unless you play often and you play frequently, you forget certain, like, I think Rick's going to get penalized by stepping in the kitchen too often. I think Rick is going to be penalized because you're not allowed to serve above your hip. I think Rick is going to be penalized because you have to let the return serve bounce. Like, these are things that just don't come natural, and you need to play often and frequently enough so they are just innate and you don't have to think about it. So I think the mental aspect of the game is going to cause Rick some problems if he doesn't play as frequently as, and for, you know, a guy who, again, is, you know, very present with his family and his children. I don't know how much time Rick has dedicated to playing pickleball. I could be wrong here. You know, he could be playing every day for the last month. I don't know. So, but if he hasn't, those nuances in pickleball, I think are going to throw him off. Anyway, I just did some handicapping there. Let's go to Chris in New York. Chris, welcome in. Good afternoon.
Hey, Nia, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Watched the draft Thursday night. The pick they made, that was a good pick. I like the pick.
Are you disappointed, Chris? Chris, are you disappointed that they didn't go with Bowers?
A little disappointed. That's a guy I really wanted, but you need to protect Aaron Rodgers. You don't want him to get hurt again like he did last season.
Right.
You know? So that's, I guess it's a great pick. It's a great pick by the Jackson, I think. I hope he plays well. And I wish the man nothing but the best of luck, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Chris, thanks for the phone call. You know, again, smoke and mirrors. A lot of people were anticipating the Jets to take Bowers there. And obviously, a tight end that the comparison to George Kittle would be a lot sexier pick. I think the offensive lineman is the wiser pick. By the way, where are we? We're just a few picks away from the Jets. So right now, the Seattle Seahawks are on the clock at 121. The Jets' first pick in the fourth round is at 126, and they have four picks. So the Jets will be drafting at 126, 129, and 134. If you're just tuning in, the Giants, with the 107th overall pick, took Theo Johnson, a tight end from Penn State. So the fourth round just kicked off not too long ago. It moves fast and furious now that we're 4 through 7. I will keep you posted, again, with you today until 1:30 this afternoon, heading into your Islanders game against the Hurricanes, and, of course, that pregame show right here on 98.7 ESPN. So a few other picks that I want to just mention when it came to the first round of the NFL draft that I think were really significant. Again, obviously, Penix Jr. going to the Falcons shocked the world. The Minnesota Vikings, I think, freaking out. And then I'm really curious where J.J. McCarthy was on their draft board. I don't think so. At that point in time, if I'm the Minnesota Vikings and I've missed out on Drake May and I've missed out on Penix Jr., who again were their top two quarterbacks, I'm not taking J.J. McCarthy at 10. I'm not taking a guy that many scouts compared to Alex Smith at 10. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to take best player on the board. And live for another day when it comes to a quarterback. Even J.J. McCarthy was somewhat shocked that the Minnesota Vikings selected him. The Raiders taking Bowers was a little surprising to me. Let's not forget they took the tight end from Notre Dame last year. So expect the Raiders to play a lot of 12 personnel this coming season. All the quarterbacks were gone. They wanted a quarterback. That's another. So to me, the Raiders did the right thing. They wanted a quarterback. They didn't get their quarterback. So they went best player on the board, which one could argue was Bowers, right? The Colts taking Latu. I had a few scouts tell me that he is hands down the best defensive player in this draft. I had a few scouts tell me that he's better than the Bosa brothers. I had a scout tell me that he was a top three defensive edge rusher that he's ever scouted in his entire career, and he's been scouting for over 30 years. So the Colts getting, now here's the knock on Latu. So somebody that great, why did he fall to the Colts? Well, he fell because he just had his neck fused over a year ago. So obviously Latu was not on a lot of people's boards. He obviously was on the Colts board. And for a player like that to fall to them, it's risk reward. Obviously he's got a, you know, surgery, fused neck. But again, very well, the Colts could have gotten the best defensive player in this draft. The Eagles doing Eagles things. I hate to say it, Giants fans, but Quinion Mitchell, hands down the best corner in this draft, falls to the Eagles at 22. And it was not, so not only did they get the best corner in this draft, but it was a need for them. Their secondary was a mess this last season. So all the stars, again, align for the Eagles, getting the best corner in this draft, and that corner being their biggest need, and it falls to them at 22. Just ridiculous, I tell you. I mean, Howie must have sold his soul to the devil. It's unbelievable to me they just, the Eagles, each and every year, as Mama Mimi says, you know, stepped in poop. Well, she says something else, but it's a family show. Let's go to Alan in Uniondale. Alan, you're up.
Hey, what's going on, Anita?
Good afternoon.
I'm good. I'm over here chilling. So did you, you watched the draft, right? But did you see the Belichick on the Pat McAfee show?
I did.
Oh, it was really good. You saw how he had Sean Payton come on? Oh, like just out of nowhere, he was texting him live and all that? Like, oh, it was good. And they actually brought up the Bo Nix thing, like why they went tight end, because the Raiders did want Bo Nix, but the Broncos took him. It was really good. And I also want to bring up the pickleball thing. So, the pickleball stuff, what would the odds be? Because I know you guys are favorited, but what would your odds be? Like minus 220, minus 270, what would it be?
That's a good question, Alan. Let me marinate in that in the break. We come back. We've got our last segment, again, abbreviated show, because we're headed into the Islanders. I'm going to marinate on that for a minute. We get back. I'll share with you what I think our odds would be if there was a professional odds maker handicapping this pickleball match. We'll do that next when we get back.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Anita Marks back with you live. Let's talk about Skyway Golf Course. Why? Because it's one of my favorite golf courses to play. Not only because it's a 7-iron from where I live, but it's just really, really awesome. You walk magnificent greens. You see the Manhattan skyline. The backdrop, it's gorgeous. So many times I'll be lining up my next shot or my putt and I'll have to grab my phone and take a selfie. It's just that spectacular. Check them out online, skywaygolfcourse.com. Amazing 9-hole layout, flowering grasses, magnificent dunes, rolling fairways, fun and challenge on every hole. It's a wonderful course. They offer instruction, tournaments, outings, juniors welcome, senior discounts. Again, check them out online at skywaygolfcourse.com. Also want to remind you, part of the Kemper Sports Group, make sure you download them on your phone, iPhone or Droid, Kemper Sports, Tour of the Turnpike. Play more Kemper courses like Skyway, like Rock Spring Golf Club, and earn more rewards. Again, skywaygolfcourse.com.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
That music only means one thing. Joe Wiz is joining us now. Joe, we've got about 6 minutes in this segment, so let's dive right into it. A healthy NBA slate. Orlando Magic and the Cleveland Cavaliers already in action. I liked Orlando favored by 2. Is there a play or 2 in the NBA today and tonight or tonight that you like?
Happy birthday, Anita, but thanks for having me back on. And, yeah, I do. I like the New Orleans Pelicans plus 1.5. In game one, New Orleans had a chance to win the game, and if Zion Williams was back in the lineup, we'd have a different story. The line is very low. Gives us New Orleans Pelicans. We're giving them a chance. And out west, the Lakers have gotten smoked by the Denver Nuggets. The Denver's beat them 11 straight. I'm expecting LeBron, AD, to get some help here. I'm looking for that 11-game losing streak to Denver to come to an end. There will be a Game 5 in Denver. I'm taking the Lakers to upset the Nuggets tonight.
Whoa! Because I'm on the opposite side. I think...
Everybody
put a fork in them. Wave the white flag, dude. They are done. God knows what was Russell. What was D'Angelo Russell doing on the, like 3 minutes left in the game? What is he eating chocolate? Come on, man. You've got the Lakers getting 3.5. That's the side that Joe's on tomorrow. 1 o'clock tip off. You'll be able to listen to that game right here on 98.7 ESPN. The Knicks going up against the 76ers. As of right now, it does not sound like Mitch Robinson is going to be able to strap them up and play. This is a 76ers team at home, favored by 5. Any play in this Knicks game tomorrow?
Yes, I do. I like the Knicks plus the points here. I think that the whistle is going to be very tight on Embiid. Embiid's been getting away with a lot the last two games, especially in Game 3. I think that he's going to, you know, that's going to be an issue. The Knicks, I think they have a shot to win the game outright, and you're getting 5. I took 6 earlier, and I think this line might go up once Mitchell Robinson is listed as out. I don't think he'll play. I think we got a live dog here with the potential for an outright upset, but the Knicks plus 6, buy it up if you have to. Get maximum protection, as I tell all my clients.
Joe is joining us here on 98.7 ESPN like he does each and every Saturday. Major League Baseball, I'm all about the O's, baby. The Baltimore Orioles, one of the best teams in Major League Baseball in RBIs as well as home runs. The Oakland A's, one of the worst. You've got Irving on the bump for the Orioles. I like the Orioles on the run line today. Is there a baseball game out here that you're eyeing?
Yes, I like the Yankees today. All the Yankee fans are going to love me. I'm not a Yankee fan, but today I will be. I think the pitching matchup favors Rodon. He's been pitching well. He's 1-1 with a 2.70 ERA. And the main reason why I like the Yankees is because I'm betting against Joe Ross and the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't like Ross as a pitcher. He's 1-2 with a 4.05 ERA. I know the Yanks lost a heartbreaker last night in extra innings. If Rodon pitches the way he should, Brewers have a problem hitting lefties. I like the Yanks here, and the line indicates to their small chalk on the road, but I think the Yanks will get the job done against the Brewers tonight at 7 p.m.
Looking at the NHL, I like the Lightning, and so I'll play the Lightning on the money line. I don't think they get swept by the Florida Panthers. I think their team is just too good, and of course they're on their home ice, but the reason I have an abbreviated show is because the Islanders puck drops at 2 o'clock right here on 98.7 ESPN. The money line for the Islanders is plus 160. The money line for the Hurricanes is minus 192. Do you have a play in this matchup?
Yeah, I'd like the home dog here. I think the Islanders have a shot here. They're going back to Varlamov, who got benched after game 2, but going into the playoffs, he was 7-1-0 during his final 8 regular season games. And in the first 2 playoff games, he stopped 57 of 63 shots, but that just wasn't good enough because the Carolina goalie's been outrageous with Frederick Anderson here. I think the Islanders have a shot here. They should have won game 2. They had a 3-0 lead. I think there will be another game here. Islanders at plus 160. I love the home dog. And tonight, I like the Dallas Stars. I like Dallas here. They're playing the Golden Knights. Dallas won the Western Conference. This is it. They're down 0-3 and similar situation as your pick, but I like the Stars to knock off the Golden Knights tonight at 10:30. And Anita, I'm on Twitter, Joe with Sports, for anyone that wants some free picks. I know we're abbreviated, Joe with Sports on Twitter. I got you covered.
Fantastic. And your show, again, let the folks know when it airs.
Thanks. Fine Line, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. We're rocking and rolling every Saturday, 8 a.m., and we're off to a flying start in baseball, NBA playoffs, and I'm always on Twitter and Instagram, Joe with Sports, to get the free picks. Happy
there you
birthday.
Go, Joe. Oh, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a great weekend. About 2 minutes left in the show. Again, heading into your Islanders pregame show, your Islanders Hurricanes game, you'll be able to listen to right here on 98.7 ESPN. Since we're talking wagering, I'll end with this, some futures bets out there. since the draft is taking place. Offensive rookie of the year, I do like Marvin Harrison Jr. more so than Caleb Williams. The Buckeyes, they've already produced two rookie of the years. Garrett Wilson, let's not forget, and C.J. Stroud. It is a goal for Marvin Harrison Jr. to win it yet a third year in a row. 6'3", 209. He's got his quarterback in Kyler Murray. I think his transition to the NFL is going to be a lot smoother than Caleb Williams with the Chicago Bears. And defensive rookie of the year, I'm going with Latu. First defensive player taken in the entire draft. 27 sacks since 2002. Best pass rusher win rate in the NCAA. Colts fifth most sacks in the league this last season. Scouts say, you know, he's one of the best they've ever seen. So I'm going to go with Latu as well. And neither of these guys are favored, so you're getting some good odds there with both of them. I want to thank everybody, of course, for tuning in. And Harvey and Joe producing the show. Really do appreciate you guys. Again, an abbreviated show today because of the Islanders game. But want to remind you, back in action tomorrow, bright and early, 8 a.m. We'll have some golf talk. Getting you ready for the final round of the Zurich Classic, which it's team golf. And also we'll talk some of the bigger storylines and look forward to some of the other majors that are coming your way. We'll do a deeper dive into the draft as well as the Knicks, getting you ready for that Knicks game 4. You'll be able to listen to right here on this radio station. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your Saturday afternoon. Like I said, I'll be back tomorrow morning right here on 98.7 ESPN.